Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Well, later this afternoon, after the scheduled cabinet meeting, representatives of the hospitality sector are due to meet the Taoiseach and Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Leo Varadkar, to discuss the easing of COVID-19 restrictions. We can talk now to Elena Fitzgerald-Kane, who's President of the Irish Hotels Federation and the Chief Executive of the Licensed Vintners Association, Donal O'Keefe. You're both welcome to the programme and thanks for taking time to talk to us. Perhaps, Donal, I can come first to you. What will you be saying to Leo Varadkar about how quickly you'd like to see the 8 o'clock closing time lifted, removed?
We've been very public all week that we believe that the restrictions should be removed with immediate effect. Publicans will make every effort to trade late tonight and to move forward. We are 690 days in round figures dealing with the longest lockdown in the world. Very severe levels of restrictions. Our business, our trade is highly restricted today. And we're just anxious to move forward as fast as we can. So we're good to go from this evening. And we're really looking forward to a really positive, optimistic announcement from the Taoiseach in that regard.
What proportion of your members would you think would themselves individually as businesses be ready to extend past 8 o'clock tonight?
I think the vast, vast majority of the bar trade, the drink side of the business, will be good to go to midnight or to full closing hours tonight. Food service might be slightly different, but we are open as is, so we are doing a lunch trade, we are doing an early evening sitting, and lots of businesses would be able to extend into a second sitting up to 10 or 10:30. So the vast majority would be good to go, and the vast majority are gangbusters ready to go. Mm. So we're keen to get moving.
And the staff are there, eager to work?
Yeah, staff are eager to work. Obviously, in the current environment where we're only working from 12 to 8, they've reduced hours, reduced shifts. They're very anxious to get back to full working hours. And clearly, over our spring and over our recovery, the availability of staff is a huge issue. But, you know, in many ways, it's a great problem to have, given what we've been dealing with for the last 22 months, where it has been about restrictions around laying off staff, about reducing hours, about not being able to give people the employment they desperately need. So we will be hiring in a big way over the next few weeks, and we look forward to rebuilding our businesses.
And what about the some of the measures that have been put in place to keep staff and customers safe? The COVID cert, people being seated, mask wearing when they're moving around the premises. What's your view on whether those should continue or begin to be wound down?
Well, I think it's clear, based on the NPHET advice last night, that most of those are going to be wound down very quickly. We have said throughout the pandemic we follow the public health advice. We're delighted to hear that a lot of those restrictions can be relaxed pretty quickly. And, you know, getting them removed is absolutely essential for the pub trade. We haven't had use of our bar counters in almost 2 years. We haven't had live music or late trading for virtually all of that time. Table service only for virtually all of that time. So we need to get the pub experience back. Our customers are looking for it. Our staff are keen to work in it. And so based on what NPHET have reportedly said last night, based on all the political commentary in the last 24 hours, you know, we're highly optimistic that we're going to get our trade back to normal in a matter of days.
And what about the supports that have been put in place? With the winding down of restrictions, what about the winding down of the supports as well?
Well, the supports have been absolutely critical to keeping those businesses sustained through restrictions and closures. Clearly, after 22 months of very severe restrictions in our business, we need the supports to continue for several months to allow us reboot the sector, regain our employment and rebuild. We're encouraged by the government commitment that there'd be no cliff edge here. And we think a couple of months more at the current level of support, the current level of EWSS, would be very important to allow the businesses get fully on their feet and then to wind down through the spring and early summer.
Donal O'Keefe from the LVA, thank you for that. As I say, we're also joined by Elena Fitzgerald-Kane, who's President of the Hotels Federation and Director of Fitzgerald's Woodlands House Hotel in Limerick. So you're very much as well on the front line here. Elena, what do you make of what you're hearing?
I suppose there's a great sense of excitement. All the indications suggest, you know, it's a turning point for all of Ireland, getting back to the things we enjoy, but equally for the 270,000 people in Ireland's tourism and hospitality community, it means so much more. At the end of the day, there's going to be no immediate and complete, you know, I suppose, shaking off of the shackles of COVID, nor will it erase, I suppose, the really tough times that people have seen, but there is really an opportunity to move forward and I suppose to start planning with confidence.
Now, you've been continuing continuing to offer rooms and hospitality to your customers who are staying in hotels, but you've also been affected by the restrictions in terms of your non-resident business. What's been the impact of that, and what would be the effect of any easing of those restrictions?
Huge. So I suppose the main restrictions that we faced have been obviously the 8 p.m. curfew for non-residents. You know, there's a maximum of 6 people allowed at tables. We haven't been able to facilitate multiple table bookings. Events run at lower capacities. And look, you know, the plight of wedding couples, you just couldn't play it out enough. It's been really, really difficult for them. And even simple things like dancing, you know. So none of those have been options. So they're all of those things that are obviously being considered as part of the deliberations. And I suppose what we will see is, return to family events. I think we'll all have a new lens when it comes to how much we appreciate them. You know, weddings is one part that people can start planning with confidence. And even in terms of corporate events, you know, if the narrative changes around working from home, there'll definitely be a huge boost there as well. But look, it's not like you flick the switch either. So today's announcements will bring positivity, but we won't see that been manifested in levels of sales, you know, for a while. It's going to take a while to build the pipeline as well. And I suppose what I'd like to say is, you know, the strategy the government have had to support the sectors most affected has really worked. And we'd be urging them to stay the course, you know, in terms of the employment and business supports, just until we can stand on our own 2 feet again. It's been a very long 2 years, and we're so excited that today provides an opportunity, you know, I suppose for some later greater level of progress, a day of hope.
Will there be businesses, though, that have taken such a big hit over the last couple of years that the withdrawal of the supports maybe will mean that those are businesses that can't continue, they'll close?
I think, you know, the way that they are scaled off will have a huge impact on, you know, how that unfolds. And equally, I suppose, the opportunity in terms of building, you know, your business level. And I suppose if you take the Irish guests, they've had amazing experiences over the last 2 years, you know, whether they were nostalgically rediscovering places from their youth or exploring new adventures. So we'll all have different business models coming out of this. Like, prior to the pandemic, in terms of Ireland's tourism economy, it was 9 billion, the 7 billion of that came from overseas. So it's an opportunity to rebalance everything. But the government supports are critical in terms of, I suppose, protecting, you know, our industry, which has been so affected, protecting the people in it, protecting the communities in it. And look, it's today is potentially day one of the next phase of the journey. And look, we're embracing it. And we're so thankful to government, you know, in terms of what they put in place, but from a vaccination program perspective, and equally in terms of the strategy, support sectors. But again, it's important that we stay the course. We've come so far, and you know, any change to that will undo all of the great work.
Right. Well, we wish everyone well who's looking at being able to take advantage of these easing restrictions, or at least what we expect to be the easing of restrictions announced later today. For the moment, Elena Fitzgerald-Kane from the Hotels Federation, thank you for that.